Amen.
Amen.
So, by the Spirit of God, today is a night of blood.
Amen.
God is doing this night, the night for blood.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, this night is about offerings and sacrifice and priesthood.
This night, yes, so na next way we will talk about offering, we will talk about sacrifice, and we will talk about the priest when they offer anything.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the power of the devil is in the blood.
Because the devil in power,
it's in the blood.
It is not the blood.
But not in the blood of Christ.
But not to inside the Jesus in blood.
But in our own blood.
But that inside we own blood.
Amen. Amen. That is the power of the devil.
That power that the devil gets.
Yes.
But God is going to flush out our own blood and bring the blood of Jesus.
But God flush our own blood from us and he put Jesus in own blood.
Yes. So the devil didn't know that God was going to do that.
The devil not be no say God get for do that. And
he will flush out our own blood.
Say he go flush with own blood.
Amen. Fill us with the blood of
and
Jesus.
And go put Jesus in blood inside we.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that the blood is life.
The Bible says the blood is the life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we talk about life, then we're talking about spirit.
And when we talk about life, it means that we talk about spirit.
So the blood contains life, spiritual life.
So the blood, it gets spiritual life for now.
But our own blood has spiritual death.
But we own blood
is dead.
In a die, it gets for now. Spiritual death, die.
And that spiritual death is the power of the devil.
And that thing, that spiritual
amen.
Death, die, the devil get power.
That God is breaking that.
But God, they can break down it.
And this night there is a visitation of God to break it bad.
Amen. God, they can break a serious one.
You break it bad in our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So he's going to do a new work.
So he can do new thing.
So Father, we thank you very much.
So Papa, we tell you thank you this night.
Because you said through Adam, death entered the world.
Because you see now Adam, now he died inside this world.
Through a man. Death entered. But through the second Adam,
through that other man,
who is Christ,
when I Christ,
life entered.
Life come inside.
So today we receive the blood of Christ.
So today we come for receive Jesus in blood.
We receive the spirit of life and resurrection.
That spirit of life and resurrection.
And by that blood we rebuke the spirit of death
and
destruction and carnality. The spirit of corruption. The spirit of mortality. The spirit of weakness. The spirit of disgrace and shame. And by the blood of Jesus, we receive the spirit of life and immortality. We receive the spirit of dunamis, the power and the life of God. We receive the glory of God. We receive a covering over our soul and our being. Hallelujah. We come under the glory of God.
We come under God in glory.
We come under the mighty power of Christ.
We come under the mighty power of Christ.
We ask Lord that power.
We ask that power.
We will destroy.
We go destroy
every altar.
We go destroy any altar.
Every altar of Baal.
Every
incense that is being offered to Baal. You will destroy it, O God. And set a right altar within us.
A right altar.
We ask, O God, you will pour out upon us.
We ask you, you go come out.
Your mighty spirit.
You go bring power. You
the spirit of life.
That spirit of life.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
We say there is therefore no condemnation to us. We move away from condemnation. We come into the place of assurance in God. In place of rest. of prosperity, hallelujah, of increase, of bursting forth, hallelujah. Let all the rivers of Eden burst forth in our soul, hallelujah. Let there be a mountain up again. Let there be a lifting up. Let there be much increase. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank God for the Spirit of God.
We tell God thank you for His Spirit.
Because the Spirit of God gives us a direction.
Because of God in Spirit, He gives us direction.
Amen.
You know, because this evening, the burden is to talk about priesthood.
Because this evening, Yasu, the burden we are getting now for talk about people the way they offer.
You know, yesterday we talked about redemption.
Yesterday we talked about redemption.
You know, God redeeming our soul from the from hell.
God pull his soul from out of hell.
In fact, in Psalm 86, it says he has delivered us from the lowest hell.
Psalm 86, he talks that he don't deliver we from that low.
Do you know that there are steps in hell?
You know, say step the inside hell.
When you go from the lower hell to the highest hell.
You go from the low hell to highest,
the
hell.
Deepest one,
the one where deep pass off.
And then in heaven there are steps also. Amen.
Heaven, step the name.
So he's taking us from the lowest hell to the highest heaven.
From that low,
hallelujah,
to the highest heaven.
So our soul is climbing. Amen.
The soul is a claim. Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Leviticus.
The Bible talks in Leviticus.
In 17, Leviticus 17.
Leviticus 17.
He has said that he has given us the blood.
He said he don't give we the blood
to make atonement for the soul.
For make
to heal and restore the soul.
For make it bring healing and for make it restore the soul.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is power in the blood.
So power then are the blood.
And what is that blood?
What is that blood?
The blood is for your soul.
And that blood is not for your soul.
Anytime you think of blood, you think of your soul.
Anytime you think about blood, not for think.
Because
of
your soul is your mind.
Because your soul are your mind.
The blood of Jesus you cannot see.
The blood Jesus in blood, you know you see him.
But did you feel the blood of Jesus this evening?
But you feel Jesus in blood.
Did you feel it in your soul?
You feel that inside your soul?
Because it's a spirit.
When
hallelujah.
Spirit.
And it is life. Hallelujah.
Life.
And it's for your soul.
And for your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It will come into your soul, then it will walk in your body.
It will come your soul.
Hallelujah.
It will walk your body.
And it will begin to walk around you.
And it will begin to walk outside you day.
That's why no devil can come in.
Now you make devil never come inside. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we are speaking about spiritual principles this night.
So we didn't talk about spiritual principles then.
That will help us overcome.
We go help we for overcome.
Amen.
Amen.
And yesterday, as I said, we talked about redemption.
Yesterday, as I talked, we talked about redemption.
You know, we said that redemption, we enter into the gate.
And that redemption day, we go inside by this gate.
We come into the kingdom of God.
And we can have God in kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we come into the kingdom of God,
when we can have God in kingdom,
God gives us inheritance. We become, we receive inheritance.
We get for we.
Because when we come into the kingdom, we come as children of God, as sons of
because
God.
When we come in the kingdom, we come as God in God.
And there are rights and privileges that we receive when we come in.
And when we as God in the kingdom, we get some privileges there, and we get something the way we supposed to get.
And one of the most important inheritance we have is to be a priest of Christ.
And one from the important one we pass all now for make we for sacrifice unto Christ.
And when you talk about, you cannot talk about priesthood without blood.
You know they talk about man where they do sacrifice without blood.
You cannot talk about priesthood without sacrifice.
You know they talk about man where they do sacrifice without sacrifice.
You cannot talk about priesthood without offering.
You know, you talk about man when they do sacrifice without, you know, talk about offering.
Without blessing.
Without, you know, without, you know.
Hallelujah. And we're going to see from the scriptures.
And we can see inside the scripture.
And I want, if you have something, I want you to write it down.
You get paper. I want for me to write them down.
Like Brother Huber was saying in the morning.
Like how God you be the tail winner.
I want you to go back and look at it.
I want you for going away on the
study it.
You look at and you study it.
So that you will be convinced yourself.
So that you yourself say will convince yourself.
Not that we are saying it, but you yourself, you will be convinced.
But you yourself say will go
away. Amen. And when you are convinced,
and when you convinced,
even if we come and change it tomorrow, you say no.
The next day you come and change it tomorrow.
I am convinced. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to look at the scriptures, various scriptures, a lot of scriptures.
So they can look the scripture, but who scripture them?
And at the end of it.
And at the end.
We will see very clearly.
But God will see clear one.
You know, the calling that we have in God.
The right calling with God calling.
The is the biggest blessing in the whole universe.
Standing as the blessing with big pass all and the one whole world.
That we should become the priest of
then
God.
We for be the people that we sacrifice.
Now, before I start, every man is a priest.
Before I start for say anything. All man na this world.
Everybody is a priest.
Do sacrifice.
Everybody in this room is a priest.
All man na yaso.
If you go outside, those who are outside, they are priests.
Even the people out yonder.
God created everybody to be a priest.
God make all man for make sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
And the only thing is, what type of priest are you?
The only question now, whose kind priest you be?
Which kind of offering are you bringing?
Whose kind of offering you they bring?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like we said yesterday, we remind ourselves that man has three parts.
Just like when we talked about yesterday, say man get three parts.
One part of man, the body, you can see.
One part per man, where are the body?
It's physical. You are is living in salon.
Like the feeling that you live in a salon.
Now there is another part which is inside this body.
Other part
called the soul.
Inside this body, we then call the soul.
It's made up of your mind.
And that's
your think.
You get your mind the way you think.
Your want.
You want.
Your emotions.
The emotion.
The way you feel.
The way you feel.
And then your will.
And your willpower.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, these four natures.
There are four natures.
They are spiritual.
They are all nothing they will see.
But they can also manifest on the earth also.
But they said that he come and he
then you have your spirit.
Then you get
that God give you.
Where God give you.
Now, your spirit and the spirit of God, they work together.
Your spirit and God in spirit, and they work together.
And your spirit and the spirit of God are working together to connect your soul to Christ.
And the spirit and God is spirit, and they work together so that they will connect that your soul to Christ.
So the real you is your soul.
So the true you person are your soul.
So God gives his spirit to you.
So God give you his spirit
to walk through your spirit.
So that go walk.
So that your soul will be offered to God.
So that you go offer your soul to God.
Amen. So the soul is the priest.
So that soul,
do you understand?
Now, him and the person when they do the sacrifice.
And we're going to see it.
And we can see
your soul is the priest.
Your soul, now him they do the sacrifice.
Your mind is the priest.
Your mind.
Your emotion is the priest.
Your emotion now the priest.
Your desire is the priest.
You want now you are the priest.
Your will is the priest. Amen.
Your willpower now the priest.
Because your soul walks through your body.
Because your soul is a worker
to manifest on the earth. Amen. Your soul also walks through your spirit.
Your soul is a worker the work
to function in the heavens. Amen. So you see, your soul has two legs.
So your soul it gets two legs.
Right leg is on the earth.
One
left one is in heaven. Amen. Yeah. So when you are walking on the road,
so when you walk on a road,
you are walking on the road and also walking in heaven at the same time.
Walk on the road and at the same time.
Hallelujah. Now this is what we do not know.
Now that one day we don't know.
Because the devil makes us always, we are thinking of the earth.
The devil they make sure always with the dust.
And he has cut us off from the heavens.
He don't cut we come on the heavens.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is why we are not winning the war.
Now make we not able for win the war.
Because the most important part, we are not functioning.
The most
Amen.
Oh, we know
Hallelujah.
We know
But when the blood comes in,
but when that blood they come,
he rearranges it.
He done everything.
Because the reason is that sin has cut us off from the spiritual.
Sin don't make we cut off.
He has put a blanket over the soul.
Blanket,
our minds are dead.
We mind them don't.
Our emotions are bugudum. Dead.
Emotion don't
desire is on the earth, on the ground, all the time.
This world, no more.
The mind is gone. Amen.
Mind don't go.
But when the blood comes, hallelujah.
Blood comes.
Resurrection. Hallelujah. It quickens us. It's like a battery when you charge it, it receives life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the Spirit of God does.
Now, that day the Spirit of God
by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Yeah.
By Jesus' blood.
But let us look at the scripture.
But Lord, we look the scripture.
Amen. So that you can look at it.
So that you yourself go look up.
And you can put your mind in, put it inside your mind.
And you go put that inside your mind.
You think about it.
You go think about that.
And you begin to, you know, you put it inside you to imbibe it into your soul,
and
you begin to walk by it. Hallelujah.
Walk after Dandy.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's start from the blood, because that's where the Spirit of God led us. So
the blood.
Let us get that blood scripture.
Where we look for the blood.
Very important.
For blood.
Leviticus 17.
Leviticus 17.
Verse 10.
Leviticus 17, verse 10.
Okay, let me go straight to verse 11.
No, we'll go straight to verse 11.
He said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you to make you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
He said, the life of the flesh he did inside the blood. He said, I don't give unto now for but make you now for within at the altar so that you now will make atonement for your soul. He said, because the blood they make atonement for sin.
Amen. Can we read it in the Creole? Okay. The Creole Bible is not here.
Creole Bible.
We don't have it. Is it there? But Sister Margaret is not there to read. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's our first scripture.
That only now we first scripture.
Let us read the second one, 1 Corinthians 10:20.
Now we go to the second one with our 1 Corinthians. Sorry?
1 Corinthians 10:20.
1 Corinthians 10:20.
First Corinthians 10. Okay. Okay, let's read 19, 20. It says,
19 and 20.
What say I then? That the idol is anything, so that, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God, and I would not that you should have fellowship with devils.
So what are they saying? That idol not nothing, or the one that they sacrifice to idol nothing, but are they say the things that were the Gentile and the sacrifice, and the sacrifice anything and then to devil and the sacrifice, and not to God. I want for making a get fellowship with devil. No one wanna get communion or fellowship with devil.
Okay, so let's hear from the Creole. So you read the two, the Leviticus 17:11, and then 1 Corinthians 10:19 and 20. Leviticus 17:11.
Okay, Leviticus 17:11. Papa God said that the blood delights them, and he don't give them for putting at the altar for full sin that the sword. That is so. That the blood they beg for them because it's their life.
Okay. Now so read the other one. The first go 10:19-20.
10:19. What do you mean by that? Then sin when mortal man they pray to and they eat when then they give them. Now any better thing
and 20, that's it? 19 and then 20, yeah. Read 20.
They not to any better thing. And they tell them that say, waiting them don't sacrifice to them. So then thing where mortal man make for creator. Now devil then they give. Not to God. And I no want to make una join with devil.
Okay. Amen. So he's talking about mortal man.
He talk about mortal man.
Amen. Who is mortal man?
Who then a mortal man?
Mortal man is in the street.
Mortal man in
that. Amen. Mortal man is any man.
Mortal man nah, any person.
And he said that mortal man brings sacrifice.
He said mortal man he brings sacrifice.
So what is mortal man?
So what is mortal man?
Answer me. Mortal man brings sacrifice.
The mortal man they bring sacrifice.
So mortal man is what?
So mortal man is a priest.
Mortal man is in the village.
Mortal man in a village.
Mortal man they from motor park.
Mortal man they from
Gada. Mortal man na driver. Mortal man.
Mortal man
na farmer.
Mortal man a farmer.
Mortal man, housewife.
Mortal man na housewife.
Mortal man, small pigeon.
Small pigeon a mortal.
Mortal man, old man.
Mortal man, old man.
Mortal man, salon man.
Mortal man, salon
man. Amen.
Amen.
So every man is a priest.
Although all man is a priest.
But they tell you mortal man that priest is only the person wearing that thing.
But then they tell you say priest the person where they wear that
costume. Is it not true?
Not to say that you don't.
So when you wear this in there, like Prabhupada say walk like. Because he's not a minister of God.
Because they now call a minister, God a minister.
It is a deception.
Landing a deception.
Now lie from the devil.
A lie with the devil.
So even when you come into this place,
even when you come at this place,
you gotta sit down for back.
You go sit on back, huh? On the back seat.
Huh.
You what?
Huh. I never eat today.
I don't eat it.
I don't eat it today.
I don't eat it.
Brother, come back. Make it the talking one.
Make brother come back. Talk you no more.
Yeah, go. That Nigerian man. Make it the talking.
That Nigerian man. Make it the talking no more.
I never eat today.
I don't eat today.
Yeah, just the ordinary man.
Yeah, ordinary bossy.
Eh? So the people that are here, you make them pastor.
So the people they're waiting are you. You make them pastor.
Look, like I just come look with them.
May I just come watch?
See what thing they do.
See, may I see what thing they do?
Deception.
Deception.
That is why when you come to a fellowship, no life.
I mean, who you come fellowship?
Because the priest of God is now the priest of Baal.
Because that God in priest.
Now it has shut down.
He's
waiting for caller or pastor to come and do this and that.
For caller, for pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Bible is saying.
But the Bible is saying
that all man is priest.
All man a priest.
Yes.
So when you are there doing.
So when you
we are bringing sacrifice.
What do you do? Now sacrifice.
That is a sacrifice.
A sacrifice.
When you say Nigerian man, sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
When you think bad, sacrifice.
When you think bad, man, sacrifice.
Do you understand? Your mind is a priest.
Your mind a priest.
When you are feeling bad, it is offering.
When you feel bad now.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So the life you get in church, when you go, the devil just steal them.
So what,
take many things, steal, take the life from you.
Steal them.
And then you become weak.
And you
because in your mind you are not wearing color.
Because in your mind.
Oh yeah, you are not Brother Sivan or Brother Yago. Amen. But today, the blood is breaking everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the blood is telling us that we are the priest of God. That Jesus died for us.
Jesus died for us.
By the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has made us to be priests.
By the blood, He don't make people be priests for us.
Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you a story.
Make I tell you one story.
In the book of Hebrews.
Now, in the book of Hebrews.
Chapter 6. 7.
7.
8.
8.
9.
And 9.
It talks about one man called Melchizedek.
He talked about one man with a called Melchizedek.
And when you go to Genesis 14, you see that Melchizedek.
And when you go look inside Genesis chapter 14, you see that.
When you go to Psalm 110, you also see that Melchizedek.
And when you go to Psalm 110, you also see that Melchizedek.
Who is Melchizedek?
Who that is Melchizedek?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that this Melchizedek is the priest of God.
You say this Melchizedek, Yasu, now God in priest.
He no get papa.
He no get papa.
He doesn't have mother.
He no get mama.
He doesn't have beginning.
He no get beginning.
He doesn't have end.
He no get end.
Who is he?
So hold that.
The man doesn't have beginning. He doesn't have end.
He no get beginning.
He doesn't have father. He doesn't have mother.
He no get papa.
Who is he?
Now hold that.
Eh? He's a man of the spirit.
I'm a man with a spirit.
Amen. It's a spiritual man.
A spiritual man.
And that is Christ.
And then
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand?
You understand now, Andy?
And in the book of Hebrews, I'm not going to read it because we have many things to. So that's why I write it down. And, I told you.
Hebrews
6, 7, 8, 9.
Hebrews 6, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8,
Genesis
chapter 9.
14.
Genesis chapter 14.
Psalm 110. These are all the scriptures talking about Melchizedek.
All the scriptures are really talking about Melchizedek.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says.
The Bible says.
That in Israel there were two types of priests.
Israel, two kind of priests them indeed.
There's a man called Levi. You know Levi?
One man be David and called Levi.
Everybody that is from the tribe of Levi is automatically a priest.
All them people that will come on a Levi tribe, they automatically they have
been. Then those who were the children of Aaron.
The one that went at Aaron in picking them.
Who are also from the tribe of Levi. They were the special priests.
They have been special priests there.
They were the ones that could enter inside the tabernacle.
They have been there one, then they could go inside the tabernacle.
Those who were from Levi, they only stay in the outer court.
The one that went and that Levi tribe, they been come out.
But those who are children of Aaron, they can enter into the holy place.
They can go inside the holy place.
Then Aaron only enter into the holiest of all once every year.
They go inside the holiest of all.
You see how the thing they go?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus was not from the tribe of Aaron.
But Jesus now, he not come on Aaron.
He was not from Levi.
He not to be Levi.
So? He couldn't enter.
So he now.
Amen. So he was with the ordinary people in the outer court.
Ordinary people.
But he couldn't enter.
And they don't feel able to enter.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus is a priest.
But the Bible says Jesus, now priest.
After the order of Melchizedek.
After that same time we were Melchizedek.
So he was saying that God was bringing a new priesthood.
It means that God.
Hallelujah.
A new one.
And he said that this priest is a priest forever.
And he said that priest is a priest for total gold.
Because in the world of Aaron, it's when you are 20 years to when you are 50 years, that's when you are a priest.
For Aaron in term, when you 20
to you 50 stay till 50 years. That's when you are a priest.
Now that's telling you're a priest.
Amen.
Amen.
After that time, you go and rest.
And after that time, you go rest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus was a priest forever. Hallelujah.
Total goal.
And his own priest, there is no death.
And his own
priest, no dying.
His own priest, dying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a priesthood of everlasting.
So now, priesthood total goal.
And the Bible says that Jesus is the high priest.
And the Bible talks that Jesus now is that high priest
of the order of Melchizedek.
And of that same kind way, Melchizedek.
You see where blood come now.
So you see that blood.
The Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ.
The Bible says that blood of Jesus.
Do you know where it's coming from?
You know where it comes out.
From te. From the foundation of the world. Amen. Do you know where the foundation of the world is?
You know, sir, the foundation of the world is.
You know? The blood of Jesus there before the foundation. Sir.
Jesus in blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Then one small saloon devil.
So one small saloon
just come there, they walk around.
I'm
the spirit of your father.
And say, me now.
I'm the spirit of your forefather.
And the spirit of your papa. It means I'm the spirit of your great great grandfather.
And then you get the blood of Jesus.
And you get Jesus in blood.
Where it come from? Te.
Where we not living before they make the world.
You tell the devil, say, look, if I raise my hand.
You tell the devil, say, if I raise me,
you disappear.
You disappear.
If I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
If I rebuke you in the name of Jesus,
they tie you with chain and throw you.
I will tie you with chain and throw you.
Amen. This is the power that you have.
You see the power when you get.
But the devil tell you that only when you have color.
But the devil the life and you see that only when you get color.
Now that you are a priest.
Now that's telling you now.
Amen. But if you know that you are a priest.
But if you know say you na priest.
According to the order of Melchizedek.
According to the
order of Christ.
Just like the order of Christ.
Amen.
So how do you become a priest according to the order of Melchizedek?
How do you become to priest according to that same way?
By the blood.
By the blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the blood that initiates your soul.
That the blood now is started
into this priesthood. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you have not received the blood of Jesus.
So if you don't receive that blood of Jesus, then
you are not part of it.
You're not a part.
But when you have the blood.
But when you get the blood,
you enter inside that door. You remember the door of yesterday?
Go inside it.
Hallelujah.
Remember,
Jesus is the door.
Remember, Jesus is the door.
That brings you in.
And then they bring you come inside.
Adam is also a door.
Adam,
that took us into hell. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Through one man we entered. But another man came and opened the door and brought us out. And it's by the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you have the blood.
So when you get the blood.
You have taken off.
You don't take off.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that the blood is fire?
You don't see the blood now.
Huh? You don't see the blood?
You don't see the blood?
When the devil saw the blood in Egypt, he ran.
Blood in Egypt, he
ran. Don't go there. He said, don't go there.
No, go there.
He said, there is fire there, the blood.
Fire there.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, now, when I see the blood.
He said, when I see the blood.
It will pass away.
I will pass
Hallelujah.
Away.
Hallelujah. Because he said that the life of the flesh is inside the blood.
That flesh in life is.
So the blood is a vehicle now.
So
container.
Yes.
That carries the life of God.
So the blood man.
Hallelujah.
God in life.
Okay, let me show you scripture. Let's see John chapter 1.
John chapter 1.
It says, in him was life.
He said, inside I am life.
Eh? Yes. And that life is what? The light of men.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 4 and 5.
Verse 4 and 5.
He said, in him was what? Life.
He said, inside I am
life. And the life was what? The light of man. And that light does what? Shines in darkness.
And that light didn't shine at darkness.
And the darkness don't run away.
And the darkness don't run away.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at verse 9.
Look at verse 9.
That was the true light.
See, that one day now be the true, true light.
Which lights every man.
And they give light to all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So, he's telling you there are two types of soul.
It tells you two kinds of soul day.
Soul darkness, soul light. Hallelujah.
Darkness and soul in the light.
Amen.
The one that there is darkness.
The one way in the darkness.
He bring offering to devil.
It bring offering
it's
to
a
devil.
Priest of devil.
In a devil in priests.
Amen.
Amen.
The one that has light.
The one we get light.
And the light comes through the blood.
And the light.
Do you understand?
Come by the blood.
So if they ask you, how do you receive light?
And if they ask you, how you
say, by the blood.
By the blood.
Amen.
Do you pay for blood?
You pay for blood.
Huh? Free gift.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Free gift of God. Hallelujah.
God they give a free one.
And you know what? Every morning, that blood day.
You know it in every morning they get that blood.
When you are sleeping, the blood is washing.
Yes, when you sleep,
washing,
the
washing.
Blood
don't you see when you quarrel with your wife in the night?
You know, since the way you make palabra with your planet.
When you wake up in the morning.
When you wake in the morning.
You feel fresh. It's not so. Me, I feel like that.
You feel fresh. You know, so
why? Because in the night there was washerman doing business. Amen.
Amen.
He said, if we walk in the light.
See, if you walk inside
that. But don't quarrel with your wife. Oh.
Walk
in the light.
If you walk,
as he is in the light.
Just like when he did at the light.
We have fellowship one with another.
You did.
And the blood of Jesus does what?
Yes. And that blood, Jesus,
that blood is always washing.
That blood always in the wash.
The power of the blood is always there. Hallelujah. When bad thoughts enter.
When you keep on batting them.
You go to the blood, say wash. When you see something bad. You say wash.
Wash.
So your life is a life of wash.
And your life is
wash. Amen.
Amen.
When bad feeling come, you feel anger. Say blood.
When you get bad feeling, you feel
the blood will knock the anger. Boy, the anger will go blind.
The blood is crying, not the anger.
Amen. Amen. When you feel lost coming, the blood will knock it. Boy, it will go back.
But see, we're not good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the blood is the power.
So the blood now the power
to help you to overcome.
Will it help you for make you overcome?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the blood is the scripture here is telling us.
So the scripture, the Bible, they tell us
that Melchizedek is the priest of God.
Say Melchizedek, now God in priest.
And that anybody who receives the blood of Jesus, and
anybody who will receive the Jesus
becomes
blood,
part of the Melchizedek.
Automatically they turn to. Become part of that.
You begin the journey.
You begin.
Hallelujah. To enter.
For go inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And as every day as you go, you are coming more and more inside.
And any day as you go, you become more and more inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Let's read more scriptures.
I will read more scriptures.
Now let's look at Psalm 104.
Let me look Psalm 104.
Psalm 104, verse 35. Say, let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. It says, bless thou the Lord, what? Oh, my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see it? The soul blessing God.
See, the soul.
Hallelujah. God. Amen. Let's read another one.
Oh, read the other one. 104:35.
Now we're reading 100 and Psalm 141.
We read Psalm 141.
Remember to write it.
Remember to write them.
So you check it at home.
So that you will go down also, you will check them.
Psalm 144 or 41.
Psalm 141.
Verse 2.
Say,
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
Make me prayer come before you like to rise.
And the lifting up of my hands as what? The evening sacrifice.
Make God be and lift up my hands like that evening sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
So say, when you lift up your hands.
So when you raise your hand up.
It's an offering to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So when you come here, they say lift your hands.
So
I never show up today. Be careful.
Oh. Be careful.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
That's mine. I don't like how you talk to me. I know you lift your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God has called you, say, let my soul bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Let
my
soul bless.
Amen. All right. Let's look at Psalm 143.
So we look at Psalm 143.
Verse 6 and 8. You see, verse 6 says, I stretch forth my hands.
You see, I stretch my hands
unto thee.
To you.
My soul thirsted after thee.
His soul is thirsty for
thee. As a thirsty land.
Just like we are. Amen.
So you see, when you are lifting your hand, it's not only your hand though, your soul is also lifting up itself. Amen.
Soul is up.
Now look at verse 8.
Look verse 8.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning.
Make I hear you loving kindness in the morning.
For indeed do I trust.
Because upon you I trust.
Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I do what? Lift up my soul unto thee.
Because I lift my soul to you.
You read them?
You don't read them?
Amen. Amen. He's saying that you lift your soul to
he
God.
Said you lift your soul to Ram.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Now, if you do not lift your soul,
if you know they lift your soul,
you can put your soul down.
It means you put your soul down.
Say, today, no prayer.
You say, today, prayer, not it.
They say, let's go for night prayer. He said, no.
He said, no, we go for night prayer. He said, no.
I want to sleep.
Yeah, I want to sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
They say, let's go so that you can lift your soul to God.
Now we go so that you will lift your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
To lift your soul, you don't need any other person.
For ask your soul, you don't need other person.
You can lift your soul in the morning.
You can lift you can
in
your
the light. In the
night.
Amen.
In taxi.
Now where you did a taxi.
Where you did on top of a bike.
Where you did
a
mokko.
Where you did on the river.
Where you did at the.
You did for school.
Where you did at school.
You did for market.
Where you did at market.
You are eating.
You did eat. Oh.
You are drinking.
Where you did drink.
Oh. Anything you are doing, you can lift your soul.
Yes, your soul.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when somebody is talking to you, you
when
lift your soul. Say,
you,
no,
you
I bless you.
Soul,
hallelujah. This is blessing. You say, look, you're a bad person. Say, I bless you in Jesus' name. You don't need to talk with your mouth, but your heart, you are talking. Hallelujah. Because the priest of Melchizedek, we are a priest of the heart.
Because that priest of
hallelujah. So that time when the plane was dancing around.
Yesterday when the plane
mini
danced yesterday with you.
Melchizedek priest. Lift our soul unto God.
We lift soul to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't need to shout.
You don't need for Allah.
Although sometimes it's good to holla.
Good for me,
because Allah. Some of these spirits they want holla. Amen. You shout.
You Allah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you can shout without talking with your mouth.
But you know, say you Allah with
inside, you are shouting.
Allah with your mouth. Inside, you the Allah.
So anywhere you are, you can be praying.
Any side you think you can pray.
Lifting up your soul. When you woke up in the morning, say, Lord, I lift my soul to you. Hallelujah. I lift my soul as a morning sacrifice. That's why I like the book of Psalms.
I make a like Psalm.
That's what one brother said. Look, you can read 5 Psalms a day.
He said, if you read 5 Psalms
said,
a day.
That means I don't die with that. When he told me, I said, that means I have died. How can I read 5 Psalms a day?
If you read 5 Psalms a day, it means I don't die.
Right. People say, yes, you can read 5 Psalms a day.
You read 5 Psalms one day.
And if you read 5 Psalms every day,
he said, if you read 5 Psalms
at the end of the month, you have read 150 Psalms.
He said, if you read 5 Psalms every day, it means that by 1 month, you don't read 150 Psalms.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The brother said, look, it's possible. I said,
The brother said, yes.
I said, okay, I will try.
I will try.
So when I started reading it,
I'll be here for reader.
I said, everywhere, he said, lift up my soul, lift up my soul.
Yeah.
I said, so when you say, my soul is the priest.
I said, hey.
I said, okay. This thing will work.
So this thing will work.
So I started reading 5 Psalms.
So I'll be here for
reading
5
Psalms. Amen. Then my wife said, look, if you read one proverb.
And my wife tell me, say, look, if you read one proverb.
At the end of the month, you have read 30 proverbs.
See, every day you read one proverb.
And there are 31 proverbs.
30 proverbs you read.
Amen.
Amen.
That's okay. I will add the proverb to the Psalms.
Amen. That's okay.
Amen. And I never die yet, too.
And I'm not dying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, I have more life. Hallelujah.
I get more life.
Amen. Amen. Then one brother said you can read 4 chapters a day.
One other brother is something you will read.
That brother there for left hand.
If you read
right,
the brother.
Amen. I said, oh, wow, that is dead.
It means
okay. I will add it.
I'll go down.
That's 5 Psalms.
Let me say 5 Psalms.
One proverb. Plus 4 chapters.
For 4 other chapters.
Put them inside.
Amen.
Let me say some things. I have to knock some things off.
It means say something. I almost stop for today.
Some WhatsApp, TV, all those things. WhatsApp, you have to go. So that you can do that. Amen. Then I did it.
So I'll be here for
this. The thing is sweet, though.
It means sweet.
That's okay. I will do more. Amen.
I will do more.
Sometimes after 2-3 days, they very bad.
Sometimes after 2-3 days, I left.
Then I shut down everything. I said I must.
Stop all things.
Hallelujah. Amen. Then I would run, then meet up.
I can run today and then I meet up.
Then something will happen, do this. Then one week. Let me say that weekend, nowhere. They say that weekend, not for room.
And so
I must catch up.
I did in a room.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I noticed that my mind was expanding.
And I noticed in my mind just
after some time it wasn't difficult anymore. Hallelujah. After some time I was enjoying it.
After some time people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day that's okay. New Testament I will divide it.
And one day I just said New Testament I will divide
it. I went and checked it.
I'll go and check out.
As if I read this New Testament in 90 days.
I say if I read this one on New Testament inside 90 days.
I mean that in 1 year I will read it 4 times.
It means say inside 1 year I will read New Testament 4 times.
Amen.
Amen.
I did it.
I start. I do it.
Finish.
I finish.
Start it again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is the project for this year.
And then in the project for
By December. New Testament 4 times.
I've done read New Testament 4 times.
Plus 5 Psalms.
Plus 5 Psalms.
Plus 1 chapter.
Plus 1 chapter.
Of Proverbs. Amen.
Proverbs.
Plus the New Testament or the Old Testament also.
Plus Old Testament 4 chapters.
So you can design your program. Amen.
You can design your own program.
When you want to go to school, don't you sit down and plan?
When you don't go to school, you know you sit down, you plan.
So if you want the word of God, you must sit down and plan for it.
If you want
God, hallelujah.
Plan for us.
Because your mind is the priest.
Because now your mind are the priest.
And as the word of God comes.
As God in word they come.
Wash your mind, is washing your mind.
Yes, they wash your mind.
and giving you strength.
He give you strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you wake up this morning, you say, Lord, I lift up my soul.
And when you wake up that morning, you say, Lord,
you bring your morning sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Morning sacrifice.
Because he told them in the Old Testament.
He tell them in the Old Testament.
You must bring morning sacrifice.
You must bring morning sacrifice.
And you must bring evening sacrifice.
You must bring evening sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
Me, I'm a New Testament priest.
Me, in a New Testament priest.
So I must bring my own morning sacrifice.
I must bring
my evening sacrifice.
And I must bring.
In fact, Daniel was bringing sacrifice 3 times.
In fact, Daniel,
morning, afternoon, evening.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
They say, ah, king, this man is disobeying you.
And they talk to the king. Say, Daniel said,
that one, people are talking your own.
Said,
I must bring my offering.
I must bring me offering.
They carried him and put inside the lion's den.
They carried him and put him outside the lion and they.
When the lion saw Daniel,
he ran away.
He ran away. Say, don't kill me. He ran away.
Say, don't kill me. They ran away.
Because the glory of God was on them. Amen. Do you understand?
You understand now, Andy?
So, to be a priest.
So, for be priest,
you must prepare your mind.
You go for prepare your mind.
The Bible says that the word of God converts your soul.
The Bible says God.
Show us that Psalm 19 verse 7.
Psalm 19 verse 7.
Sister, who is there? Psalm 19 verse 7.
Psalm 19 verse 7.
Amen. So that the word of God is perfect.
He said God in word is perfect.
Converting the soul.
Convert your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, the only this Bible way they read, yes. Because the Bible is the power of God to convert my soul.
Because the Bible now God in power for converting soul.
Amen. Hallelujah. Have you seen it? The word of God is perfect. Do what? Converting the soul.
You know, say the word of God perfect. And what did they do? Is they convert the soul.
What is the soul?
What is the soul?
Yeah, want.
You want.
If you want to overcome temptation.
If you want to overcome temptation.
It's not by saying, I will not do this. I will not. That's not how.
People don't talk, say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that.
You open your soul to the word of God.
You open your soul to God. Amen.
The word of God will change your appetite.
God in word will change you.
You see, after some time, even those things that you used to like, you won't like it again.
After some time, anything that will be like, you go back
because
and not like
the word of God is working in you.
Because the God in word.
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
When you are a small child,
you
want toy.
You like toy. You like toy, you know so.
Amen.
Amen.
When you grow up.
When you big.
They bring toy.
Then bring toy to you.
Any problem with toy?
You still like her?
Because your appetite has changed.
Because your appetite don't change.
When your soul, which is like a child.
When your soul, when it's like begin.
Begins to come to God.
When it begins to come to God.
The word of God will work.
God in word will work.
And make it to be matured.
And it make you make mature.
Amen. Amen. And you begin to think like your father. Amen.
You think like your papa.
You begin to like the things of God.
You even like the things of God like.
The life of God begins to walk in you.
God.
Amen.
You walk inside you.
Your appetite will change.
Your appetite will change.
Even the way you feel
even
will
that
change.
Even the way you feel will change.
The way you think will change.
The way you think will change.
If you are a student, you see that your mind is sharp. You remember?
You now, as student, you see say you. Mind,
you see that you so will. You will. Bible say you be the head and not the tail.
Because you say you be the head, you know will be the tail.
God will bless you.
God will bless
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're a businessman, God will give you wisdom how to prosper.
God will give you wisdom how to prosper.
If you are a workman, God will teach you how to do it better.
Teach you for and better.
You see that God visits you. Amen.
God will visit you.
Other people are doing it better. He will give you trick how to do it and pass. Amen. You will hear a voice say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is how to bring an offering.
And that way they will bring offering.
Because your soul is the priest.
Because your soul
Your priest, your soul is like lifting up to God.
Your soul is up to God.
And that's why worship is good.
I make worship.
When you come and you begin to sing spiritual songs, your mind begins to rise.
Your mind begins to rise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, it's not only when you come here that you sing, even when
you are
on your own.
But
amen.
When you live by yourself, sir,
you spend time. You fix your mind on God.
You fix your mind.
The Bible says we should sing spiritual songs.
The Bible says we sing spiritual singing.
Instead of every time talk.
Instead of just talk for good amount.
You talk to God.
Talk to God.
Amen.
Amen.
You pray in tongues.
You pray inside.
You pray in the spirit.
You pray inside the spirit.
And the Bible says you build up yourself.
The Bible says
it's like you are charging the battery. Amen.
You charge battery.
That's why you should fast.
That ain't making for fast.
Because when you are fasting,
because when you dey fast,
you know food has a way of drawing you down.
Food, chop it, get away from.
Is it not? So when you put food aside, your soul begins to rise.
Your soul is aiming for Esau.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Begin to rise in God.
It aiming for Esau inside.
And as it rises in God,
and when it aims up and goes,
it opens up to God. Hallelujah. God starts talking to you.
God begins to talk to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that there are some devils that cannot hear English.
And the Bible talks.
They only hear fasting.
They only hear English.
He said, "This one does not go out, but by fasting and prayer." Particularly, the spirits that are dwelling in the body, they say, "No, this body is our own."
If this one are true for them spirit, the way they inside the body.
You know, we are talking about overcoming the giants.
We talk about for overcome the giants.
Giant is the man you say go. You say I'm not going.
Giant and that man will just go.
You cannot do anything.
You say you know we do anything.
Three of them came to visit me in the night.
Three of them
giants. I said go. They said we're not going.
Come visit me tonight. I said go.
They
say,
amen.
Amen.
In fact, as I'm talking now, that's why I have the interpretation of the dream.
As I talk,
amen. Because in the morning when I woke up, I said, God, what are those spirits? God said that the spirits are here.
And what?
He said that it's alone there.
He said the spirit and they are so.
And as I'm talking now, I have the interpretation.
And as I talk so right now,
they are the giants of the land. So we're not going anywhere. There is something that can make them go.
Something the way you make them go.
It's called fasting and prayer.
Fasting and prayer.
Amen. Night vigil.
Night.
All night. Whether it's all night or night vigil or anyone. Fasting and prayer.
Fasting and
hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not only when they say fellowship. You yourself should fast and pray.
Not to know more than talk about fellowship, but you self in fact.
But David said, "Me, I will wait all night and have communion with God."
David said, "Me, I will wait throughout the night."
So you sometimes you should also spend time with God.
You said
pray, read the scriptures. Amen. As you are reading the scripture, God will be talking to you. Amen.
Bible, so God.
Hallelujah. The life of God will be flowing into
and
you.
God in life, the believer flow inside you.
And that altar of God, of the devil in your soul, will be breaking in that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's read other scriptures.
How about the other scripture then?
Psalm 25. Okay, well, I was saying it, but I want you to see it. It's Psalm 25 says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul."
He said, "Not to thee, O God, and they lift me, and they lift my soul up."
So you should be like David.
He said, "If I be like David."
Lift up your soul. And if you read that Psalm 25,
if you read this Psalm 25,
by the time you finish reading it,
by the time you finish reading that,
you are already in heaven.
You
see that so?
Amen.
Amen. He said, "Oh my God,
oh my God,
I trust in thee.
I trust by you.
Let me not be ashamed. Not let my enemy triumph over me." Amen. So the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
God is secret that with them.
And he will show him his covenant.
And he will show them.
Hallelujah. See, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Say, redeem Israel, O God, out of all his strength.
Redeem Israel from all in trouble.
O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how to be a priest of God. Hallelujah. And you can do this anywhere.
You can do that, this one anytime.
Anytime. By the time you come together. There is fire burning everywhere.
Fire they burn all over the place.
Not only the elders. Everybody is burning.
All man they burn.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when one finishes, everyone say, hey, I have something.
As one finishes, I have another one.
There is fire everywhere.
Fire the whole side.
Amen. When the devil catch one, the other one rise up.
When the devil block one, the other one rise up.
Say, no, I'm not going there again. No.
See, I don't you go.
Me, I'm going to another church. Amen. That's the church. Fire everywhere. I don't go there again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's because you know you are a priest.
Because you know, say you na priest.
All man na priest.
All man na priest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not the priest of God, you are the priest of devil.
You not to God in priest. It means say you now the devil in priest.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so let's look at 2 Chronicles 29.
Let me look now. 2 Chronicles 29.
2 Chronicles 29,
Second
verse
Chronicles.
7.
29
verse
7.
It says, also they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps. I have not burned incense nor offered a burnt offering in the holy place unto the God of Israel.
You see, also they don't lock the door at the porch, and they don't put the lamp, and they not burn incense and burnt offering in at the holy place unto God.
Because when you look at this holy place, where is it?
When you look this holy place,
you have the lamp.
Now, yeah, so you get the lamp.
Amen. The lamp stand.
Now you get the lamp stand. Now, so.
Amen. With the seven lamps. Here you have the bread.
You get the bread.
And then here you have another table, the small table.
And yeah, so you get.
It's made of. It's covered with gold.
The altar, now gold that cover them.
And this is the place where the incense comes.
And now yeah, so the incense thing.
Amen. So he's saying. You when you bring the incense,
you see, when you bring that incense thing,
the incense comes from this table.
That incense thing, now this table, Yasu,
and this table,
and this table, Yasu,
has four equal sides.
All the four sides are equal,
and he's speaking about the soul,
and it talk about the soul.
Amen.
Amen.
So remember, this one has four sides. This table also has four sides.
Remember,
amen.
This the four side is get.
So he's telling you.
Table also the four side
again. Your soul is from where the incense is supposed to be coming out. Hallelujah.
Your soul is that place where the incense will come out.
So when you think about incense.
So when you talk think about incense.
You must think about your soul.
You must think about your soul.
Amen. So when God looks at your soul.
So when God look your soul.
Offering is supposed to be coming from your mind.
Offering is supposed to be come on your mind.
Amen. From your emotion. From your desire.
Amen.
Amen.
So you should not allow bad thoughts.
What do you mean? It means you not allow.
When you get angry.
When you vex.
Quarrel.
When you make bad.
I won't forgive.
I won't forgive.
What you mean is that you cannot bring offering to God.
What in that name mean? It means say you know they bring offering to God.
Bible says that if you are coming to God and you have, you say you should leave your offering, go and make peace.
He say if you come to God, if you can offer something, and you get problem with somebody, say left you offering there.
You cannot have bad mind and you say you are bringing offering to God.
You're not able to forget bad mind. And you talk say they bring offering.
It's like you put good food, you know, on dirty plates.
It's just like when you take nice touch of good food, chop, you put them on dirty, dirty.
My heart is the altar.
You ask me, heart is the altar.
But sin, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, they inside.
But if sin, vex. Bitterness.
And then I say, God, I don't come. Oh, yeah. Come and take offering.
And I say, God, I don't come. Can't take offering.
So there you go. Leave that kind of offering.
Hey,
there
you go. Leave that kind of offering.
Go and wash.
Go wash.
That's why you have the liver.
Now you make, you get.
The liver.
The liver.
The liver is here.
The liver, then I ask you.
Amen. Amen.
The basin.
The basin. That's why you wash.
And then you wash.
You wash your mind.
You
wash your desires.
You wash
by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, my little children,
he said, me picking them,
do not sin.
Not sin.
But if you sin,
see, but if you sin,
we have an advocate.
He said, we get somebody who will talk.
And we have the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus in blood
to cleanse you from all sin.
You from all the sin.
So when there is sin, don't let it stay.
So
go to the blood.
Stay. Not make it stay. Go
say, oh God, heal me. Amen.
Heal me.
You go to your brother and say, oh, I'm sorry. Apologize.
Brother said, yeah, sorry.
It is the person that is spiritual that says, I am sorry.
Now that person when a spiritual person, now in the talk to me, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
He devil say, no.
He devil say, no.
That small boy there, I go say, I
tell you. That small beginning, me go tell and say, I'm sorry.
No, we are the Salome man.
I mean a Salome man.
Amen.
Amen.
I can Salome man, say I'm sorry.
How Salome man will talk say I'm sorry?
We are the pure blood for Salome man.
We are born Salome.
That means we own the land. This one where he just come. No.
This one just come.
Amen. But Jesus Christ, he humbled himself. Yes, hallelujah.
He humbled himself.
Say, let this mind be in you which was in Christ.
Say, make the same mind there for you who have been there inside Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you understand that you are the altar.
Say, you are the altar.
Your life don't change.
Your life don't change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when the man comes, he say, no, don't worry.
When the man comes, he say, no, don't worry.
Okay, make you no vex. I'm sorry. I'm making no
vex. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In fact, I even did wrong to make you feel bad.
In fact, I wrong for me.
That means the person is abusing you. You say, oh, because as you feel bad to abuse me, I'm sorry.
See,
forgive
him.
You are abusing me.
Me.
Amen.
You know, I mean,
the person is abusing you. Say, I'm sorry that you are abusing me.
Because he cursed you.
I'm
sorry,
you
are making me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The person say, oh, you do. Oh, say, I'm sorry. Say, I make you to abuse me.
You say, hey, I'm sorry because I make you. Abuse.
Hallelujah. That means that you have crossed over
to the other side.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, let's look at Luke chapter 1.
Let me look at Luke chapter
1. We'll see it also.
We'll see about this.
Luke chapter 1 verse 9.
Luke chapter 1 verse 9.
He's talking about Zechariah, the wife of Elizabeth and the father of John the Baptist.
The husband of Elizabeth
and the father of John the Baptist.
He talked about Zechariah, Elizabeth a man, and John
in the past. But it says that it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lips, his lot, was to burn incense. when he went into the temple of the Lord. Amen.
Just like in time, you don't come for offer offering, and in lots in what he is supposed to do for make the offer offering to the Lord in temple.
Amen. So in those days they will cast lot and they will give them what they are to do in the temple.
Then they
will give them their own job in the temple.
Then tell them he give them their own job at the temple.
And his own was to burn incense.
And what he is supposed to do.
Hallelujah. And we have seen that the incense is the same as the prayer. As the offering of the soul. Amen.
That is the same like the prayer, and that is the same as like the offering where the soul they offer.
Amen. Amen. Let's read one more scripture.
Let us read one more scripture.
Revelation 8.
Revelation chapter 8.
So, when can we close? It's over 8:30 now. It's 9.
Yeah.
What time is that?
Around 9.
9.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Revelation 8:3.
Revelation 8:3.
And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it to the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
Amen. See, all other angels come, we be tin up on the altar, and we get one gold censer, and we give him boku incense for offer with the prayer of all the saints them at the golden altar, and the smoke of the incense we come with the prayer of the saints and then go before God.
Okay, so this is another example to show that as the people of God, our job, what God wants us to do, is to bring offering to Him.
This is for so say we as God in people them, we think God wants we for do now for make we bring offering to Him.
Now let's look at Jeremiah 34.
Now we looked at Jeremiah 34.
Second Chronicles 34:25. Yeah, God was talking about the people of God.
And yeah, so God been the talk for the people them.
He said, because they have forsaken me.
So because they don't left me.
I have burned incense to other gods.
They don't go burn incense to other God them.
You see them? So it's either you are burning incense to God.
So either
to other gods.
To other gods.
And there are people in the house of God who are burning incense to other gods.
And people then they inside God in also then they burn incense to other gods.
You can say I'm born again.
You will talk say me I'm born again.
But my mind is given to different things.
But my mind now different things.
My mind is given to entertainment.
The mind has so enjoyment today.
Is entertainment given over to internet?
The mind has so internet business today.
Amen. So even when you're in the fellowship, your mind is in the market.
Even when you do that church, your fellowship, you mind it on other side.
It is incense to other gods.
It is born incense to other gods.
Amen.
Amen.
So you can see the people of God.
So you see, say the God in people left.
God wants, they say, my son, give me your heart.
He said, me begin, give me your hearts.
It's not just to come physically.
Not to just come physically, no.
Or more. To say, oh, I want to pray.
But say, I have a prayer.
But in my mind, you but, travel somewhere else.
But you mean say you didn't answer.
Amen.
You don't travel to go
so,
to
we have to be very, very careful.
We get for reject them.
So God is looking for a spiritual sacrifice.
God they look for spiritual
sacrifice. A spiritual worship.
They look for worship.
Because if we don't do it to God, the devil will take it.
Because if we not do that to God,
remember, 1 Corinthians 10 was telling us that. That you know, the Gentiles, they bring their sacrifice to devils, and they have fellowship with devil.
The Gentiles, and they bring their sacrifice to devil, and they join themselves with.
So
devil.
A believer man can join.
So
in that kind of worship,
he can join inside that kind of worship,
in that kind of offering,
and he can join for give that kind of offering.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's just read two chapters in Jeremiah, and then we will move forward.
Let's read two chapters in Jeremiah, and then we move.
You know, Jeremiah is a very powerful brother.
Jeremiah is a powerful brother.
That is a prophet that speaks to the church.
And a prophet really talk to the church.
Jeremiah 7:9.
Jeremiah chapter 7:9.
You say, will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk all after other gods whom you know not?
He said, you go still burn, you go still kill, and you commit adultery, and swear, swear lie one, and you burn incense to Baal, and walk after God the way you don't know.
Okay, let's look at chapter 11, verse 12.
How we look chapter 11, verse 12.
Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the gods whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble.
Then that city and Judah and then people are waiting at Jerusalem and go and then go cry to other God unto God them. And then go offer incense to them, but they're not going to save them at all when they are in trouble.
And finally, look at chapter 32, verse 29.
The same Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 29.
Oh, sorry, I missed it. Okay, 32:29 says, and the Chaldeans that fight against the city shall come and set fire on this city and burn it with their houses, upon whose roof they have offered incense unto Baal and poured out drink offerings unto other gods, to provoke me to anger.
See, and the Chaldeans, and then go come and fight against the city, and then go set fire in the city, and then go burn the houses, because from the house and we don't offer incense to Baal, and then go pour and offer drink offering to other gods, because and don't provoke me.
When you go to do traditional marriage.
When you go do traditional marriage,
say welcome, my son.
Everybody say, Mr. King, welcome.
My Pekin, welcome.
Mr. King, welcome.
But before we do anything. Let me go and talk to my grandfather.
We can go talk first to his papa.
Before the drink. Papa?
They take drink.
They have come,
They say, Papa, they don't come,
They have come to marry Dorcas.
They don't come for marry Dorcas.
So this is your own.
Say, this is your own.
Papa.
Papa.
This one na your own. Papa, Ajerila.
Papa, Ajerila.
This one na your own.
This one na your
own. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? Libation,
It is offering.
An offering.
And you cannot do it.
You're not supposed to.
And you must not do it.
You dare not do it. No ever do it.
Amen. That is worship of devil.
Now devil is the worship.
Amen. Say, it doesn't matter. It's not just.
Say,
my own God, my God is different.
Say, my God different.
If your God is different, don't go there.
If your God different, don't go there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is devil worship.
Jordan devil was
where they burn incense.
Where they burn
where incense. They make sacrifice.
And they make sacrifice.
Where they put drink offering.
And they bring
that is a natural one. We're talking about natural one.
Natural scene.
The spiritual one is the one in your heart.
The spiritual one and that one.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So there are two levels of priesthood. So
two level day priesthood.
There's a natural one.
The natural one is
then there is the one inside you.
And the one inside you.
And the one inside you.
And the one inside you.
He get root for your great great grandfather.
He get root.
Hallelujah. Because the spirit your great grandfather served.
Because that spirit is great great.
They come to you in the night.
Then they come to you in the night.
Like some of them came to me in the night.
Like some of them came to me in the night.
They say, look, let me tell you.
They say, make I tell you.
If you don't serve me.
He said, if I don't serve you.
I will kill you.
If you don't serve me, I will kill you.
And as you enter your motor.
That's where you go down Okada.
One Okada man jam into you.
One Okada man jam by you.
They are warning you.
And they warn you.
Say, look, if you don't serve us.
Say, if you don't serve me.
All the money you have, we are going to take it.
All that money we get, we will take out.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you must divide the line very well.
I make you for make the line clear.
Joshua said, as for me and me house, we will serve the Lord.
As for me and me host, we go.
Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot be a priest of God and a priest of devil at the same time.
Be God in priest and God in Satan.
I hear that in Cameroon, in Salon, they have Chrislam.
I hear it in a Salon, then get
Chrislam.
Christmas.
Okay, Christmas.
Christmas.
Christian and Muslim.
Christian and Muslim.
You do Muslim prayer, you do Christian prayer.
You do Muslim prayer, you do Christian prayer.
Devil worship.
Now, devil is the worship.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are a student here and you are in that kind of school, you must not. You cannot. You dare not. Pray Muslim prayer.
Pray Muslim prayer.
Okay, now, anybody here, if you are praying Muslim prayer, just raise your hand inside your heart.
Anybody in there who is not praying Muslim prayer, raise your hand inside your heart too.
And say, God, today.
And say, God, today.
I repent.
I repent.
No more Muslim prayer.
I'm not a praying Muslim prayer again.
Amen.
Amen.
You must be like Daniel.
You get for be like Daniel.
Say, I will not corrupt myself.
Say, me, I know will corrupt.
Because you are reading book, you go and pray Muslim prayer.
Because you read book.
Hallelujah. It is offering to devil.
No, offering to devil.
And you cannot go and do it.
And you know.
But when you do it, you defy yourself.
When you go for do, you defy.
And the anger of God is after you.
And God in anger.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you must declare to the devil.
So you get for declare to the devil.
We are going to pray.
Say,
God, today I declare for God.
Today I don't declare myself for
my soul.
My soul,
my mind,
the mind,
my emotion,
the emotion,
my desire,
the desire.
I lift up my soul to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, let the blood of Christ wash my soul.
Let the blood of Christ wash.
Let it be the foundation of my soul. Hallelujah. Let it cover my soul.
Cover my soul.
Do you know that the blood speaks?
You know, say the blood they talk.
Say the blood of Jesus speaks.
The blood of Jesus they talk.
Let that blood speak for me. Hallelujah. I receive the blessing of the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let it cover every mistake, every sin. Say the sins of my youth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to stand and pray. Hallelujah.
He
said, let the blood speak for us.
Let the blood talk for we.
Let it cleanse every iniquity.
May it wash all and sin them.
Every speaking from my ancestry.
Everything from me.
Every speaking from the traditions.
All and sin from them.
Everything speaking on my foundations. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let it wash away. We hide under the blood. We hide under the blood. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, the blood of Jesus is better than you. And the blood of me. Yes, Lord, let the blood speak of my name. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak, hallelujah. Let it go to the foundation. In the
Tell the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Receive the speaking of the blood. Receive the speaking of the blood. Speaking of the blood. To the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song again. By the blood.
Let's sing that song back. We say by the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By the blood we are set free from sin. By the blood devil's love can come in. By the blood
death will never win. By the blood of Jesus, yes, His precious blood. Satan knows there is power in the blood. There is life in the blood of the Lamb of God. And then He rose for you and me, that we too will know the power of the blood. By the blood we are set free from sin. By the blood devils knock but can come in. By the blood death will never win. By the blood of Jesus Christ, His precious blood. Satan knows there is power in the blood. There is life in the blood of the Lamb of God. Satan knows, and then He rose for you and me, that we too will know the power of the blood. By the blood we are rescued from sin. By the blood, and then He dwells on the coming. By the blood it will never win. By the blood of Jesus Christ, His precious blood. Satan knows there is power in the blood. There is life in the blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus died, and then He rose for you and me, that we too will know the power of the blood. Amen. I'll ask Brother Yago to come and pray for us. Amen. The blood is speaking, and we receive all that it is saying. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we tell you thank you.